Some 140 Iraqi refugees living in Syria headed home today on a free trip organized by the Iraqi government, which cited improved security in their country. The Iraqi embassy says it is planning several such trips in the coming weeks. A significant number of Iraqi refugees are Christian. Several thousand have also fled the Arab south of the country for the relatively safer Kurdish north. This is causing tensions with the majority Muslim Kurds, who had already been accused of stepping on the rights of the area's native Christian minority. Catholic MP Edward Lee, on return from his visit to northern Iraq with Jubilee Campaign, told us the situation of the Christians in the region.
There's mixed evidence. I mean, some Christians have undoubtedly been welcomed in the north, and they've had to flee to the north. And originally, the Kurds and the Christians worked quite closely together under Saddam, because they're all in these villages mixed up together in northern mountainous Iraq. And the Kurds rebelled in 1988, and Saddam came in and bombed them. And many of the Christians fled their villages, as did the Kurds. I think one of the problems now is that because the Christians have been persecuted so badly by Arab extremists in Baghdad, I think Christians have fled up to the north. And I suspect that's created some tension with the Kurds. And the Kurds themselves have been coming to the north and coming from other areas, perhaps in Iran and Turkey. So there is tremendous pressure for land. But the Kurds undoubtedly have the whip hand. They control the government. They control the police. They control the army. It's pretty well a state-led. I don't think the writ of the Baghdad government really extends much in Kurdistan or even the Nineveh Plains. And when I was in the Nineveh Plains, which is not really part of Kurdistan, everywhere the Kurds have checkpoints. They are the military presence. And the Christians are undoubtedly a small minority, increasingly being squeezed between the Sunnis and the Shias and the Kurds.